We have a tradition in our church that many times after the homily has been delivered, the message has been given, we have a song that we use to kind of tie it all together. Amen?
Amen.
This morning in prayer and preparation, I was thinking about the song that we have prepared today. The song is, we all know it, it's God's Grace. God's Grace.
Yes.
I made it this far by the grace of God.
Yes.
Who knows what I'm talking about this morning when I speak about God's grace? You see, as pastor, I'm so glad you're here this morning because you could have stayed home.
Yes.
You might have thought about staying home.
Yeah.
But you see, we're not just a neighborhood church where folks can kind of walk down the street to Mass. Many of you have traveled, crossed some bridges to get here this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Some of you crossed counties to get here this morning, to the hills and valleys of Mount Airy or West Philadelphia, but you got here today.
Amen.
And so we're going to praise our God this morning because God is worthy Hallelujah. To be praised. He needs to be lifted up because God is good to us. I made it this far. How did I get here this morning? There's nothing but God's grace.
Yeah.
My brother Mark, give us a word this morning. Amen.
How did I make it all these years? How did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills. I know it had to be God.
Yes.
How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain?
Yes.
If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
Well, I made it.
I made it this far.
Yes, I did.
By the grace of God.
Yeah, oh, it was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It's amazing. I made it.
I made it this far.
Yes, I did.
By the grace of God.
Lord, I thank you for how you brought me. How you brought me through the night.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Lord, you kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death, he's tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
His amazing grace.
God's grace.
Well, I made it.
I made it this far.
Yes, I did.
By the grace.
Now, church, you know this is my testimony. I remember the time when I strayed away, even though I knew the word. Still I wouldn't obey it, but God's mercy and his grace stayed with me and brought me, all the way. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
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 Well, I made it.
I made it this far.
Yes, I made it.
The grace of God.
God, I've prepared, I need your hand this morning. Your people have come for a word today. Your people have come through some difficult passages today to worship you this morning because you are worthy to be praised. Now, I'm just a weak preacher this morning, but I'm here, Lord. I'm here to give myself as vessel to you. So I ask you to empty me, fill me with what you need. Your people want to hear this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You all know that I like themes, and so I'm going to preach around today. The theme, are you hearing voices?
Come on.
Yes.
All right. Come on.
Are you hearing voices?
Yes, yes.
You're probably saying to yourself, that man has lost his last good mind. Are you hearing voices? You know, I live in a house by myself, a big house. And there at one time were six priests who lived there. I think there's only one now. But you hear things sometimes in a big old house, you know?
Yes.
And I have to ask myself, am I hearing things? Am I hearing voices? But I'm not talking about those kind of voices this morning, church. Creepy things or voices or the cracks and crevices of a home that's old. But the spiritual voices we've heard these last few weeks. If you've been attentive, and I know you have, to God's word these last 8 weeks, these Advent Christmas days, you know, for us as Catholics and people of faith, we know the holiday is not a holiday, it's a whole season. It began way back on that first Sunday of Advent when our men displayed and assembled the Advent wreath and lit that first candle, and we said we were going to open wide our hearts to listen to what God was saying to us. And the word that we heard, and every church throughout the world heard, was prepare the way of the Lord. You heard a voice that came from Isaiah, echoed by John the Baptist, to saying we got to prepare the way of the Lord. A voice cries out in the desert, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make him a straight path. The same word we heard today from Isaiah, a word of comfort to God's people. God has not abandoned us. God has not forsaken us. And Isaiah said this, hold on, that help was on the way. And we walked those days of Advent, preparing, praying, listening, opening wide our hearts, not just to get gifts, but to give gifts, to know the best gift is Jesus. How beautiful it was when we reassembled the Advent wreath again on that fourth Sunday of Advent, when ladies danced down the aisle and said, Emmanuel, we worship you. We worship you because you're worthy to be praised. We heard a voice that said, Christmas is coming. And yes, angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing all your praises. The voice of Christmas goes not to the elite and the established, but the poor and the vulnerable. God cares for those on the night shift. God cares for those who are broken. God cares for those who don't have enough to get by. God cares for people who just say, I need you now, Lord. That's why I came to shepherds. The poor, the broken, the folks who can't pay their bills. God said, I've got something for you the world can't give you and the world can't take from you. But listen to my voice, that Christmas is not a gift from the store. It's when you give yourself away. You give love on Christmas. Even the guy who has everything would be so happy if you brought him a little love on Christmas Day. We talked about that on that silent night, that holy night of Christmas. Yes, we were the only Catholic church besides a cathedral featured on the news, and we should, because we are St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church in the kingdom. The voice that said Christmas is all about coming home. Zita Waters was here on Christmas Eve. She sang her praises to our God, thanking God that Christmas was a reality, a love. That little baby that the world could not contain would grow to become a savior, grow up, suffer, to die, to rise. She understood that Christmas was about salvation, that God does not need Christmas, but we do. And as she transitioned within hours of being right here, her family would sing God's praises for a life well lived. A woman who came to church to worship her God and didn't even know her last Mass was Christmas. We don't know, church. That's why each day is gift. That's why you drag yourself out of that bed to worship your God, because you don't know. This might be your last Mass, too. You don't know. But when you give God praise, you give God your praise, you have no regrets, because if I cross over tonight, I know I gave him praise in the sanctuary today. A voice that cries out, God deserves the praise and the thanks for what God has done. Are you hearing that voice? We get all excited about things of the world, and that's okay, that's fun, that's entertaining. Do we give God our best? Some folks didn't like when I went there last week about prioritizing worship. Come on now. It's okay. It's all right. That's what preachers do. If the preacher does not challenge you, does not challenge you to be better, higher, greater, you might be in the wrong church. You want a soft Jesus, a soft preacher. I ain't nothing soft about this up here. And I'm not talking about a spiritual toughness, because the road gets rough. The going gets tough. If you don't got your battle gear on, if you're not ready, if you're not packed, if you're not carrying something like the Word of God. You see, when the world comes at you, you got a little something, something with you. You're packing something. It's called the Word. You know how to navigate yourself through the nastiness of life that may come at work or school, right in church sometimes. but you're hearing voices. The same voice we spoke about last week, where magi from the east would come and adore this newborn king, because all means all in God's vocabulary. No one is left out. We're in this love together. Togetherness. You can worship at home. You can watch mass on television. You can put on your favorite gospel artists and listen and praise your God. But it's something different when I come into the sanctuary. There's something different when I see how you doing this week. There's something about seeing our Miss Brown, Mr. Gus, and so many others. But I watched them come in today. Folks who could be my dad or grandma. Who am I to complain? Who am I to talk about a little bit of snow when people made a sacrifice to show up? Because we give God praise in the summer when y'all complain about how hot it is. You're trying to get around that air conditioner, get a little cool breeze. But the same God in July, it's the same guy in January. It's the same God who deserves the praise and the thanks. Hearing voices of praise to our God. And today, as we conclude the Christmas season on our Lord's baptism day, we hear voices. Jesus comes to be baptized. And John is a little confused, because why are you here? You see, John's baptism was a sinner's bath to cleanse you and prepare you for something else. He said, I'm baptizing with water. There's someone greater coming. And how are you in that line? How did you get here? You ain't supposed to be here. But Jesus is there for a reason. He doesn't need baptism. We do. That's why we bring our children, our babies, to the water to be baptized. They don't have any sin, but to put them on mission. In the first few weeks or months, I was baptized at 3 weeks. And I was born a sick baby. You might say, you're still sick today. £9, 6 ounces in an incubator. I could barely fit inside the incubator. I had triple difficulty breathing and talking. I'm so glad I got my voice today. I'm so glad I can speak and laugh. But the voice, my mother took me to Holy Souls to get baptized in the cold, because she wanted to put me on mission. You see, Jesus is baptized not because he needs to repent from sin, but to show us the pattern of mission, to show us how we're called to live in this Christian life, to show us what it means to walk in the light of Jesus. But also he comes to get baptized today that the voice might be heard. Are you hearing the voice that says, you are my beloved son with whom I am well pleased? Our Lord had no identity crisis of who his daddy was. He knew his father. That voice was not so much for him, but for you. and you, and all of us. We too are God's beloved daughters and sons by adoption. Our young man today, so grateful we have young people to minister to us as ushers and readers. Thank God for our children. Thank God for parents, moms, and dads who make sure they have their children in church. How do you think they're going to know Jesus unless you guide them in the ways of righteousness? That's what you do as a parent. Yes, you provide the clothes. Yes, you make sure that they eat right and make a good choice for a school and know the manners, but if you don't teach a child to come up and to read the word and say you need to do this, to practice it, to let it become prayer in the house, oh, thank God for good parents. Young man said, the grace of God has appeared, saving all, and training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, to live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age. That voice means because you are part of the family of God, you're called to something greater. It's always about higher ground. Rejecting godless ways. What are the godless ways we find in our world today? Greed? Meanness? I will not compromise-ness. I want my way, my way. That's not of God. Oh, I know how they feel. No, you don't. You've never been poor. You've never experienced homelessness and hunger. You have no idea what it's like to miss a paycheck. Don't say you understand. It's nothing more than male privilege and pride. That's not of God. That's worldly. We come to do something different if we hear the voice of God. Oh, you're hearing voices, St. Martin's. A voice that says to love, to share, to include, to forgive, all those things that remind us if God's grace is alive and effective in your life, it's got to show up. It's got to show up. It's got to show up in the way we live our lives. And notice the word training us. Church is a gym. A gym. Yes. A spiritual workout room. Yes. You cannot get healthy unless you work out. Amen. You cannot be healthy unless you watch what you eat and drink. We wonder why we are the way we are today. Perhaps we're not eating and exercising properly. I was in line at the Acme on the other side of the city line. I like that store. Every so often I see Miss Yvonne there and mess with her. But I was in line with this lady and she had a whole carton full, cart full of sodas. And I just had to ask her, you got a lot of sodas there, man. You think I got enough, you think, sir? I said, well, you got a whole lot of sodas in there. I like my soda. I'll cross over all kind of county lines, get my soda. I said, well, you know, too much soda is not good for you. I like my soda. I'm gonna drink my soda. You mind your cart, I'll mind my cart, because I like my soda. Okay, okay. But if she can cross the line to get her soda, to put that inside of her, I don't mind getting up and shoving a few steps to get my Jesus. I don't mind getting up and crossing over a couple county lines to get my Jesus. I don't mind putting that kind of food and drink inside of me, because I don't need Mountain Dew, Sprite, or Coca-Cola. I need the precious blood of Jesus in my heart, in my soul, because if I hear those voices, if I hear those voices, God has not abandoned us. In this gym, this place of training to understand God's grace, let the voice of God be heard. You are my daughter, my son. I care about you. I redeemed you with my son's blood and body. And because of that, you too can rise up. Rise like the day. Rise up, St. Martin's, and be better than you were last year. Better than you were last week. Better than you were yesterday, and become the kingdom of God that we are. St. Martin's Catholic Church in the kingdom of North Philadelphia. Amen. 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 Get up and give God praise. Amen. 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 Amen.